as a Jew who's in Oxford, I just feel very disturbed that I need someone else to tell me how I need to identify as a Jew, and that I should be aware, you know, of my own Jewishness. I mean, if we apply that to any other group of people, I think it's disgraceful that you can even make that comment.
Right,
brief
comment on the panel. I'll get that first.
Okay. First, I don't tell you how to identify yourself. This is completely your business. What I tell you, that you are, you may be identified by others due to the collective crimes that are done in Israel and by some prominent Jews. I made it very clear. You know, I don't know you, I don't know who you are. You know, it is completely down to you to find your way. However, I just said that you are implicated by crimes that are probably committed by yourself, committed by the two other, you know, largely. By the, sorry about it, it's a war. There is a war in Iraq, yeah, and the consequences are clear. However, you mentioned, the lady in the back mentioned something about anti-Semitism. Anyway, I talk about anti-Jewishness, I refuse to talk about anti-Semitism. I must tell you something. I am regarded as a Jew. My wife is Jewish, my kids are Jewish, and I've never come across any form of anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic abuse. You know why? Because I make it very clear, talking about identity and Jewish identity, I make it very clear that I have nothing to do with this crime. If I come under any abuse, here they are. These are the people that abuse me, tell me, you know, that I'm a racist, fascist, without even knowing what it is. So, if it's down to Jews, and it's really becoming a dangerous situation now, because Israeli crimes are getting more and more sinister by the day.